Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. Why hold a hearing on global warming without any scientists? According to Kentucky State Representative Jim Gooch, it's because, quote, you can only hear that the sky is falling so many times, end quote. Gooch, a Democrat and longtime ally of the coal industry, invited two global warming skeptics to address Kentucky legislators. One was James Taylor from the Heartland Institute, a think tank partially funded by ExxonMobil. During the Kentucky hearing, Taylor claimed that most scientists don't believe in global warming. He also said that hotter weather would allow, quote, our children to enjoy an earth with far more plant and animal life, end quote. After other legislators protested, Gooch allowed two environmentalists in the audience to briefly address the hearing.
Call it the case of the mysterious messages, people who supposedly emailed the Federal Communications Commission to object to a proposed merger between two satellite radio networks, now say they did no such thing. The Washington Post tried to contact 60 people whose names were attached to identical anti-merger emails sent to the FCC. The paper could only reach 10 of them. 9 said they had not contacted the FCC. The 10th remembered something about the issue but said she hadn't taken a position on the merger. The online campaign was launched by the National Association of Broadcasters, which opposes the satellite radio merger. While people do sometimes forget signing online petitions, being unable to find anyone who can confirm their participation is unusual.
Television and movie studio owners and striking writers don't have a lot in common right now, except that they both tried to hire the same public relations consultant. According to Deadline Hollywood Daily, the studio owners and then the Writers Guild of America both approached former Clinton White House press secretary Joe Lockhart. Lockhart, who's now at the Glover Park Group, decided not to work for either side. In other strike news, ads run in the Los Angeles Times and New York Times led some to believe that the studio owners had hired the PR firm Hill & Knowlton. The ads, titled An Open Letter, were similar to 1950s tobacco industry ads titled A Frank Statement, which had been designed by Hill & Knowlton. However, the firm says it isn't working for the studio owners. Overall, the striking writers seem to be winning the PR war with blogs and online videos, like this one where actors Susan Sarandon and Chaz Palminteri illustrate the importance of writers.
Action!
Blah, blah, blah! Oh, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
More instances of government PR staff playing reporter have surfaced. While investigating an October press conference where Federal Emergency Management Agency staffers posed as reporters, asking their boss softball questions, the Department of Homeland Security found a similar earlier incident. In February 2006, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement official asked a question during a news conference in San Antonio, Texas, without making clear that she worked for the agency. Unlike the FEMA press conference, real reporters were also present and asking questions. The Immigration and Customs staffer was later verbally reprimanded.
And the oil industry's PR just keeps on gushing. The American Petroleum Institute paid for 7 conservative bloggers to visit Chevron and Shell oil operations in Texas and the Gulf of Mexico. The institute did require the bloggers to disclose that their trips were funded by an industry group. Meanwhile, in Texas, a ConocoPhillips executive recently hosted a public conversation on energy. Attendees were encouraged to become more involved by serving on a local advisory committee or by informing ConocoPhillips about, quote, energy issues and events in my community, end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin', our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Joe Lockhart and the Glover Park Group. The Glover Park Group, which includes several former Clinton administration officials, has both political and corporate clients. This year, the firm designed print and radio ads for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers that opposed raising fuel economy standards. So there are just 3 steps between a popular Democratic Party leader and an industry group blocking a popular Democratic Party proposal.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.